hoping it was going to be nice and cool out here, and it is. If you're visiting with us this morning, you're not a member of the South Norfolk Baptist Church, we'd like for you to raise your hand, please. We'd like to welcome you by letting you raise your hand and then filling out a visitor card for us if you're visiting with us. Keep them raised till someone gives you a card. We are glad to have each and every one of you worshiping with us this morning, and I hope that you've already received a good blessing in Sunday school this morning through your Sunday school lesson. Let me share several announcements of the week. First of all, let me share with the insert that is in your bulletin. I hope that you'll take time later on this afternoon, or maybe you did before the service, to read those names. These are people who work in our association, in the Norfolk Baptist Association. They do various jobs, from maintenance at the anchor to directing the whole missions program for our association, all sorts of things. So this is a list of people who do work in our association, so you can remember to pray for them as we participate in our associational missions emphasis. Our goal is $350, and I think we've received about $157.84. That was the count they gave me this morning, and I hope that's about what it is. So we still have a good way to go till we reach our goal of $350. Let me share several other announcements. Tuesday night, those of you who are working in Vacation Bible School, I hope you'll remember that meeting. All those of you who are working in Bible school, at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Then on Wednesday, our regular monthly fellowship supper. There's a list on my door that needs to be signed. Please sign your name and your family members that will be eating with us. The menu is headed by lasagna, so you'll want to be a part of that time. And then at 6:30, those of you in your Sunday school department, see if you will meet together. And then at 7:30, our regular prayer meeting and a special business meeting. The items of business are listed on the first page of your bulletin, so if you'll remember those things this week. Thank you.
Turn with me to hymn number 2 as we sing together, please. Come Thou Almighty King. Hymn number 2 as we stand, please. Our Father, we have thy word that thou art with us all our days, even unto the ends of this world. Today we claim thy precious promises that are fresh and that are made available for those who will accept and receive them. As we open our minds and hearts to these, we pray that thou shalt pour out from thy bounty that which will bless us and give us just exactly what we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, as you're seated, turn with me to 165. We'll sing together Amazing Grace, 165.
Good morning. We have some beautiful flowers today. Those on the altar listed in our bulletin. Those on either side today. The wonderful contribution of Jean Holloman. And we appreciate them very much. From the book of Mark. Chapter 8. I've selected again today a passage of Scripture which is pretty familiar to us, similar to the Scripture passage we used last Sunday. I will build my church. Today we have a glorious text that probably everyone remembers, and you have heard it many times. Verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And verse 34, "And when he had called the people unto him, he said unto his disciples, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." What a challenge. Let us bow in a moment of prayer. As always, we have needs. And of course, as you are here today, you have a personal need, I'm sure. This will be your opportunity to whisper a prayer to God. Our Heavenly Father, as we have come into this sanctuary today with a desire to discover more about Thee, and with a desire to receive something of the heavenly touch, grant, we pray Thee, members, visitors, that each alike might receive the blessing sought. We have so much to deal with the problems of wastefulness in our lives. And seldom do we give attention to the good food that might come from feasting upon Thy Word. Sometimes we often give God the leftovers. Many times our hearts are hungry for that which really brings peace. May the Lord Jesus, who multiplied the bread and the fishes by an effortless effort, come today and take the crumbs and the scraps of our lives. Some have been wasted, and gather them up. And may we become useful for His glory. And may the Savior today somehow, even in His great plenty, help us to discover anew and afresh what He needs through the life and the soul we possess to do. For those who are troubled by illness or sickness or sorrow, we know that Jesus has the answer. And we know that God will bless. As we wait in this house today, help us to be filled with the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
The offertory hymn is 324 as we turn together, please. 324. It is good for us to trust in Thee. We do trust for our food we eat, for the clothes we wear, the shelter we have to live in. For all the joys, we trust Thee. And now in our giving, help us to be joyful and to know that God can use even the smallest gift this day. To His glory we offer it, and for His sake, amen.
Thank you. Torn between two worlds, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it has hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lust. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. We are in the world, and many times we become worldly minded. Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? An elderly man in a village was near death. The preacher came by for a visit. He had a very fervent prayer with him. And then he asked the man if he might have any last remarks. And the old man said, I have been lying here for some time thinking, isn't it about time to put the cabbage plants out? He was near the end of his day, and yet his mind was still set on this world. If I said to you this morning, would you like to have a Sunday? Your mouth would begin to water. With bananas? Yes, with bananas. Plenty of them. How about a few cherries? That would be better. Now we'll add some strawberries. Now we can put a little chocolate coating in here, syrup. Then I might add a little butterscotch into this sundae. Well, you say, I'd like to have a little whipped cream on top. Yes, put a little whipped cream about a foot. Oh, that's enough. That's enough. And then you would say, preacher, in your wildest fantasy, I wish I could eat it. You know, I wish I could eat something like that. That's the way we are in this world. Some man went out on Granby Street last Sunday night and gave away some money, writing a few checks and so on, and finally wound it up by saying that it was all greed in his life that had caused him a lot of problems. Even materialism is something that the scientists cannot deal with because they can't get the economics and the spiritual to work together. They have forgotten the most precious treasure of all, man's soul. Our text says two or three things to us And this is the thing I want to bring to you this morning. Somebody says if you gain the world, you've gained the plenty. The pagan would say, well, give me the cash. I don't want the credit. Let the credit go. We eager to make our wisdom and our choices. So I want to talk to you about three things. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The first thing I want to point out to you, to put on, now you can underscore this in case it's your own Bible. Don't write in somebody else's, but if it's yours, you know, you might like to have this verse underscored. The first thing is the preciousness of the soul. What shall it profit a man, you know, if he shall gain everything and lose his own soul, the preciousness of the soul. My sermon came alive so much this morning as I walked along the street holding a little beautiful girl by the hand. I thought how precious this little child is. How precious is the soul of an individual. Cyrus said, I was educated in the schools of my day, but I cannot imagine the soul only living while it remains in the immortal body. Socrates said, who was a Greek philosopher, that in the last hour, he says, I'm about to part. I'm going to die. You're going to live. Which of us goes to a better place? It is known to God alone. Sterne, the great English, brilliant in